I'm Diane Roberts. Worldwide, nearly 12 million people have been infected by the new coronavirus, while the U.S. crosses a milestone. More than 3 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to cut off funding to schools that do not open in the fall despite coronavirus concerns. It is not clear what specific federal aid the president is considering. On Twitter, he also criticized a federal health agency's guidelines for reopening schools as very tough and expensive. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention later said the guidelines were, quote, not requirements, end quote, and that the CDC would soon update its advice. The White House CEO dinner Wednesday evening with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and his delegation had some notable absences among corporate invitees, one because of a positive coronavirus test. The American Farm Bureau president tested positive for COVID-19 Wednesday morning and did not attend the dinner. This is the most prominent state-level social event hosted by the Trump administration since coronavirus lockdowns began in March. In a meeting between the two leaders of Mexico and the U.S. earlier in the afternoon, President Trump said people are surprised by how well the U.S. and Mexico get along.
The relationship between the United States and Mexico has never been closer than it is right now. And as the president said a little while ago, people were betting against that.
The focus of Wednesday's meeting was on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement among the two countries and Canada that went into effect just a few days ago. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau turned down an invitation to attend. President Trump said the Prime Minister will visit at the appropriate time. From Washington, this is VOA News.